Blog Talk Radio.
Everything that happened to me, I can't speak for you, but I can say everything that happened to me that was good. This is the time to get your dance on. You can dance on out the door.
Shut up!
good. God did it. God did it. How many of you know that whatever happened to you, God, that was good. God did it. And certainly we owe God all the glory, honor, and praise. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. God bless you to all of my listeners. We thank God for allowing us to share with you again. As you're hearing my voice and you're hearing the sound of Global Gospel, that means it is Saturday at the 1 p.m. hour Eastern Time, and you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host here, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly we are here for this hour just to share with you the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We do want you to be aware that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear here, but we pray that it is a blessing to your life and a blessing to your day and a blessing to this week and this hour in your season that you are in. We were listening to Evelyn Turrentine, A.G., God did it. And certainly that's a message in itself. God did it. Just think about what God has done for you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Only God can save. Only he can heal. Only he can deliver. Only he can set free. Because there is no God like our God. He is absolutely awesome, working wonders all the time. There is no God like our God. We want you to let your family and friends know that we are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are here every Saturday live from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And certainly all our shows are archived, so you can listen in at any time. If perhaps you missed last week, or you missed the week before, or it's something you want to listen to again, you can do so. Listen to it over and over again. If you need to contact Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York. Zip code is 11550. If you'd like to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can do so at area code 516-481-3187. If you'd like to email us, you can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. And once again, we are on Block Talk Radio, and certainly we invite you to tell someone else that we are on. If you need to contact us by means of social media, we are on Facebook as Global Gospel. We're on Instagram as Global Gospel. And we're on Twitter as Global Gospel. And certainly we want you to check our page from time to time. We do post the shows and links where you can just click on the link and go directly to the show. We post scriptures and words of encouragement periodically. So those are the ways that you can reach out to us and connect with us. And we want you to befriend us on those pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like us, share us, and so on. We thank God for all our listeners that are in the North, the South, the East, the West, those that are in the continental United States, Canada, South America, throughout the Caribbean, on the continent of Africa, on the European continent, on the Asian continent. We thank God for you, and for you. And we encourage you to continue to listen in to Global Gospel. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. Perhaps this is your first time tuning into Global Gospel. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And it goes on to say, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might may be manifest in our body. And so today we come with nothing other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the good news, the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek, to the rich, to the poor, to the black, to the white, to the blind, to the crippled, to the lame, to the oppressed, to the depressed, to the downtrodden, to the brokenhearted. Whatever state you find yourself in today, the gospel is here for you. And if everything is going right in your life, the gospel is there for you too, because the gospel is to sustain you and to keep you and to give you a strength, to be strength to others in their time of need. So the gospel is your joy. It is your strength. The gospel is simply Jesus Christ, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived, that he went to Calvary, that he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And we thank God for sending his son Jesus in the world to do all those things for little old me and for little old you, because we did not deserve it, but God did it anyway. God did it. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. He's a good God, even on a bad day. We do have a special message for you a little later. At this time, we have another song. If you would like to call us later on when we open up the line, our call in is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. This song simply says, Lord, make me over. We haven't heard this in a long time. Lord, make me over. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so
building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Just wanna beat you.
Anybody want the Lord to make them over again? Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord, make me.
Saturday afternoon, September the 28th, comes from the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, chapter 18, and the NIV version reads on this wise. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping in the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says, look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But they will reply, it's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, God, my strength and my redeemer. Today, this afternoon, just for a few minutes, we want to talk about the potter's wheel, the potter's house. And certainly this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. This is one of my favorite prophets, Jeremiah, for it was Jeremiah that God said, before I formed you in the womb, I ordained you and sanctified you a prophet unto the nations. It is in the book of Jeremiah that I find one of my favorite scriptures, if not my favorite scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts that I think for you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. It is Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, who had such an interesting life, and certainly that he was lamenting for the people. It was Jeremiah who we know that, as we talk about today, went down to the potter's house. And certainly if you look at Jeremiah's life, you will find that Jeremiah was a very interesting person, and he was in captivity when he declared the work of the Lord. And certainly as you study Jeremiah, you'll find out other things that while he was in captivity, God still prospered him, because they did some unique things like buying and selling of land, all while they were in this place of oppression and judgment. But as we look at the potter's house and the potter's wheel on today, if we were to study pottery, we would find out that pottery is one of the oldest human inventions. Certainly man has been working with clay and water for a long time, and certainly we know that the process of making pottery is not as easy as it looks. And we all can remember as children playing with clay in school, and one time we only had one color, and that was gray. And then as I got a little bit older, they came out with something called Play-Doh, and it was not as messy as clay, and it came in all different colors. And certainly, and then we came with apparatuses that we could shape the clay into different objects and stars and circles and different things like that. So we are familiar with clay from the time as a child, and certainly it helps us develop our motor skills and helps us develop our creativity and our artistic side. But here in the book of Jeremiah, in the 18th chapter, God tells Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. And if we search this out and we do some study and research, we will find that Jeremiah was somewhere else, because God said go down to the potter's house. He was in a place of comfort. He was in his usual place of worship, probably where he did his daily devotion and prayers and sacrifice unto God. But God said to go down to the potter's house. And in the first thing that we can draw from this particular passage of scripture is in the first verse, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying. The first thing we find here is the word. And certainly, what about the word? Number one, you have to hear the word of God. And certainly, we can be in a place, and certainly we have to be sensitive to what God is saying in this day, in this time, in this season. We cannot be quick to jump on the bandwagon. Right now, everybody is, I don't want to get political, but everybody's jumping on the bandwagon of impeaching the president. But because we heard somebody else's word. We heard somebody say it, and so now we're going to jump on that bandwagon. And sometimes people have a habit of jumping on bandwagons, but certainly we have to be individuals and hear what God is saying to us on an individual basis. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And certainly our faith should propel us to hear from God. If we read in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and what the Spirit is saying to the body of believers. And then over in the book of Isaiah, if you were to read Isaiah chapter 40 and around the 28th verse, it would say, has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth
shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
But Isaiah, has thou not known it? Has thou not heard it? And certainly it is time to, for us to have a listening ear to what God is saying to us. It was also in Isaiah that I believe you read that he said to Isaiah, behold, stand ye in the way and ask for the old path and inquire within. And they will say, then it will say, but we will not do it. So Isaiah, Jeremiah, the prophets have to hear from God. And certainly as a believer, as an oracle of God, certainly we have to hear from God so that we can give others wise instruction, so that we can give not my opinion, not your opinion, not what some person that read a book said, but we need to hear what God is saying. If you read one of my favorite passages of scripture is the gospel according to John, in the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. And so we know that heaven and earth can and will pass away, but God's word cannot and will not fail, for he watches over his word to perform it. And certainly if God said it, it will come to pass. But he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. So we've got to have a listening ear. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will come in and sup with him. And certainly we have to hear God's knock. We have to hear his call. We have to hear his voice. And so Jeremiah heeded to the word of God, which said, go down to the potter's house. Leave your comfort zone. Leave the place you are. And this is what you have to do. I have to take you to the potter's house because I have to show you some things. And certainly it is amazing how God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And it seems so simple, going down to the potter's house. And certainly I don't even know how long. I would like to know how long Jeremiah was at the potter's house before he got this revelation from God. Was he there a few minutes? Was he there? Did he go back and look again? Did he step away and question, well, what am I looking at? Or was he there for an hour? Was he there 2 hours? Was he there all day? But that's not really relevant. But God said, go to the potter's house, and he went to the potter's house. And sometimes God wants us to see him in an unusual and extraordinary way. You may be riding down the street. You may be on your way to the mall. And certainly you may have to take a detour because your main route to the mall is your normal scenery. But God wants to change your scenery so you can see something else, so you can see a different revelation, so you can see a different side of town, see a different side of the city. Certainly so God can speak to you in a new way, in a refreshed way, and certainly you can get a message from God. So he tells him to go down to the potter's house. And certainly the potter was working on the wheel. And certainly if we ever watch pottery or if we've taken a pottery class, you know that pottery can be messy. And the potter has a wheel and the wheel spins. And it can be in Jeremiah's time, I'm sure it was a manual situation. And certainly now with the electricity and things, we have mechanical situations, but they still have a wheel. And clay is required, or earth is required, and water is required. And it can be messy. And certainly we know that the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. And certainly what that is saying is that the clay was spoiled. And certainly spoiled. And what do we mean by spoiled? The clay was something that was not desirable. The clay did not take on a form that was presentable, or perhaps a form that could then go into the fire and certainly and be and hardened and cured. it was a form that was perhaps disfigured. It was perhaps a cup that did not look like a cup. It was a plate that did not look like a plate. It was a pitcher that did not look like a pitcher, as that you drink water out, pour water out of. So it was marred in the hands of the potter. And certainly Jeremiah observed that this clay was not being its full potential. And certainly that is what God is saying to us, that perhaps some of us are not living up to our potential. Certainly we are living beneath our potential, or living beneath our privilege. And certainly we are not being the vessel that God wants us to be. We're not being the mother or the father or the sister or the brother or the neighbor that God wants us to be. And certainly God has so much in store for us. And certainly if we would be what he would have us to be. And certainly sometimes we have to look at our life and look at our situation and say, what would God have me to be? I went to architecture school, and one of the first things that they asked us in architecture school, and it seems very trivial, but they presented us, they told us all to go out and buy a brick. And then after we all got a brick and we came to class, they asked us one question: what does a brick want to be? What does a brick want to be? And certainly, if we were to ask that question on today, what does clay want to be? What do our earthen bodies want to be? Because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so sometimes we want to be what God does not want us to be. We want to be what the world wants us to be. And the Bible says that all is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And sometimes we become bewitched by society, by people, by places and things. And certainly we follow after something we should not be, and we become disfigured. And certainly what God wanted Jeremiah to see is that once you've been marred or once you've been spoiled, that certainly God can make you over again. Certainly there are many people that don't want to be made over again, but certainly God can do it. And the Bible says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good for the potter to make it. And what is God saying? God is letting us know that he is the potter. And no matter where you have gone or what you've done or what has disfigured your life, motherless, fatherless, sisterless, brotherless, homeless, jobless, mindless, that God can certainly turn your situation around. For Christ is the hope of glory. And certainly we have a hope in God. And we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. So God not only wants us to hear the word, but he wants to want us to see the word. And certainly God wants us to see him, and he wants us to see others, and he wants us to fellowship with others, and he wants us to see family and friends and neighbors. And certainly the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his brother. So God gives us these images of relationship. And certainly we are relational people, and certainly we have to be careful how we relate to others. We have to be careful how we treat others, and certainly we have to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And certainly as much as lies within us, certainly we are to live peaceably with one another. So the Bible tells us, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. Certainly not as the world giveth, but certainly there is a peace in God. There's a peace that passes all understanding when all else around you is raging. And certainly, and people are angry and losing hope, certainly you should have the peace of God, because you have the word of God dwelling on the inside of you. And certainly we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And certainly we hear the word, and certainly we see the word, and certainly
We have to live the word. Certainly, God said on one occasion to the prophet to eat the word. And certainly, we have to eat the word, whether it's sweet, whether it's bitter. Certainly, we have to eat the word and digest it and let God's word become a part of us so we can let our light shine. Joshua 1 and 8, the last scripture that I am going to give you. The book, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The book of the law, God's word, God's holy word, the holy writ, the word of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but we have to meditate on it day and night. The word should be a part of our life. And certainly if we let the word be a part of our life, it will shape us. It will mold us. So it will melt us. And certainly while you're on that wheel, like you're in the pilot's wheel, sometimes it seems our life is like on a wheel and just spinning out of control. And it seems like it's a whirlwind. It seems like if you remember, certainly if you ever been on a merry-go-round, when we had merry-go-rounds in the playground, and certainly you're going in circles around and around. And sometimes when you're going in circles, you can get real dizzy. And certainly you run the risk of falling off. But certainly, if you place yourself in God's hands and let God work out your situation, certainly you will be that vessel, certainly, that God wants to use, the vessel that God wants you to be. In the book of Timothy, I said one last scripture, but I do want to share another scripture. If you will find in the book of Timothy that God told his son Timothy, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. If a man purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Will you be that vessel of honor, sanctified and meat for the master's use? Certainly, we want to be meat for the master's use. We want the master to use us in a mighty way. And certainly, sometimes in life, after you've come off the potter's wheel and after you've been melted and molded, and certainly you look like and you've been through the fire, and certainly you've been cured and you've become this person. And sometimes, things do fall apart in life when it seems like all is going well. Things fall apart, and we become broken, certainly. But even if you've been broken, if you've been hurt, used, abused, or ashamed, there is still hope for you because God has a plan to put you back together again. God bless you. The song says, the potter saw a vessel that had been broken. Stay tuned.
And that is the day that the Lord saved me. I'm reminded of the story that I once heard about the potter who saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. And being a dedicated potter, he sought back together again. And that's the way my life was one day. It was broken into many pieces. But one Tuesday morning, Jesus picked up the pieces and put them all back together again and made me a new creature. And that's the way the Lord brought me to the light. And I'd like to pass the story on to you tonight. If my rhyme runs back to that day, the story goes like this. The potter saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. But he saw compassion. Oh, Lordy. To put it back together again. But I was that broken vessel. Oh, my Lord. Was any good? But I prayed that morning. I said, Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me over again today, Lord God. This is what the Lord did one day. Jesus picked up the pieces. Oh, yes, it is. Of my broken heart. My broken heart. That day. This is what the Lord did for me. Oh, yeah. And he made me a new person. And revived my soul. Oh, yeah. I like what the choir to tell you about. One day, Jesus picked up the pieces.
Certainly, he revived my soul again, and he wants to revive your soul too. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly we are here just for a few more minutes, and we just talked to you about the potter's house and certainly the potter's wheel, and certainly we want you to be encouraged on this afternoon and know that God is working it out in your life. Whatever you're doing, just picture yourself as that clay, as that vessel. And know that God is preparing you for great things no matter what is going on in your life. The O'Neill twins, the broken vessel. And certainly we're just going to play another song and then we're going to come out and close in prayer. Certainly shout out to all of you that are listening, to those that listen all the time. Sister Singleton, Minister Akers, Deacon Norman, D.C., Marlon, happy birthday. Again, to my mother, to all of those that listen in every week, wherever you are and whoever you are, we thank God for you. And just remember that certainly that all our shows are archived so you can listen again anytime if you perhaps missed the first part. Tremaine Hawkins tells us to stop by the Potter's House. Stay tuned.
in case you have fallen by the wayside of life. Dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The Potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the Potter wants to put you back together. Has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The Potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the Potter wants.
Christ, and know that we go boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you, God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this another day that we have never seen before. We thank you, God, for your ability to shape us and to melt us and to mold us into who you would have us to be, God. We thank you today for just being God, for sending your son Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, God, for dying on Calvary for the sins of the world. We thank you today that by your stripes we are healed. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, God. And we pray that somebody's encouraged on today, that somebody has been healed and delivered, that someone has been set free, that somebody's spirit has been lifted, God, and let them know that no matter what they face or whatever they're going on, that God, that you hold us in the hollow of your hand, that you have all power, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. For everyone that is used and abused and oppressed and downtrodden, God, God, let them know that you can put them back together again, that their life is on the mend, and that healing is the children's bread, and certainly that no all sickness is not unto death, but certainly that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, we thank you for everyone listening, God. Pray that this has been a blessing. This is our prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we pray and we speak life to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. We do thank you for listening to Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. We want you to know and be reminded that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. with some good gospel music, with Christian music, with worship songs, with songs of praise, with prayer, with scripture, with words of encouragement, with special guests that will share with you what God has shared with them. And as today, as we close, we want you to know and remember that Jeremiah went down to the potter's house and he saw what the potter was working on the wheel. And certainly God wants to do with us what the potter has done with the clay. Certainly he wants to mold us and make us into a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. And certainly we know that you don't necessarily physically have to go to the potter's house on today, but because Jesus died for your sins and ours, and certainly he shed his blood for the remission of our sins so that we can be washed, we can have a spiritual experience with God, and certainly he can wash us over again. Pastor Timothy Wright, until next week, God bless you. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Wash me over again. You have been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend.
I want the Lord to wash me over again. Come on, clap. Wash me over again. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Wash me over again. Wash me over again. Wash me over. Say that. Yeah.
Say that. Wash me over.